BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
598 WPG, shortest plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry. The Morning Madhouse, high today in the Queen City is right around 93, 68 degrees right now inside Charlotte, America. That's what you're working with, buddies. Temperatures dropping during, are going to be dropping the rest of the week because we're headed into fall, baby. Get them fall clothes out, put them summer clothes up, enjoy these last days of the 90s. Because fall is quickly on the way. 68 degrees on your way out the house right now. No real chance of rain in the forecast for today. So, should be a great day weather-wise for you driving into work this morning and driving home this afternoon. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Hey, nothing. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
How you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Feeling much better from yesterday.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Glad you got your life back.
Yeah.
All right. How was your night last night?
It was good. I just went home and rested. I just wasn't feeling good yesterday. So, like you said, got my life back together. I'm good now.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to the comedian. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody down in Sparkle City.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Fort Mill.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
Feeling good, man.
Yeah.
It's one day closer to Friday.
Yes, it is.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good week this week.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Gotcha, big dog.
How you doing, boy?
I'm good, man. Boy, just found out that we got exclusive tickets this morning to check out the Breakout Festival, the Breakaway Festival, which is going to be going down October the 4th with your boy Future, with your boy Lil Baby. They're going to be invading the Avid Exchange Music Factory. And, yeah, we got the tickets, baby. We got the tickets. Exclusive. You can get these tickets this morning at 9 a.m. inside of Black Smart. If you want to go see Disney on Ice, we got those tickets for you coming up in the Nose Neighbor News at 724. And $2, $2, $2, $2 Fridays. We're going to get those away at 8 o'clock during the mix. And guess what else we got? Money, money. Yeah, yeah, we got that money, money. Yeah, yeah, we got that money. That's right, coming up at 8 o'clock, listen out for that money word. Burpee going to drop the money word on you at 8 o'clock. You listen out for the money word. When you hear the money word, put it in on our app, Power 98 FM, or you can put it in on our website, Power98FM.com, or you can text the word to 45911. That's right, text the word to 45911, straight like that. You want to be in the building. We want to see you in the building. We want to give you some money. We want to give you some tickets. Man, ain't nobody else doing it like us. And it's Tuesday inside the Madhouse, so you know what's coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. We got them trending topics for you right around 6:35, as well as we got to kick the show off with your Morning Madhouse question of the day. That'll be coming up right around the corner about 6:05 inside the Madhouse. Everybody good?
Everybody good, big dog?
All right, let's get it started with today's inspirational power word. It's coming from your boy, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The story of the three...
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:04, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hot day in the Queen City is going to be, right in the 93, 68 degrees on your at the house, and you know what time it is.
It's time for the Madhouse question of the day. Using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, if you weren't in the profession that you are in right now, what would you be doing? If you weren't doing what you're doing, then what would you be doing? That's what I want to know. If I wasn't a comedian,
is that what you are?
Shut up.
Oh.
I was going to school to be a football coach. To be honest, I was. I wanted to be a football coach so bad. But clearly that didn't work out.
Clearly.
But I would probably be coaching.
You could still do that, though.
In some way, shape, form, or fashion. I used to coach kids with
what about?
With CJ, with Charles Johnson.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm. Y'all were good?
Yeah, we went to the championship, we lost.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. But, yeah, that's about it. I would be coaching.
I'd definitely be back in the school system, working with kids.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm, you were a teacher.
Yep, working with kids. That's exactly what I'd be doing.
I'm scared to hear this guy.
I'd probably be selling dope. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I want to. You know what? I always had a dream of working for the FBI. That was one of my
FBI.
I was wanting to work for the FBI or the CIA.
Really?
Yeah. Well, either in the narcotics division of the police department. I wanted to be a ATF a long time ago, and I wanted to be an FBI agent. And then I wanted to work for the. I did. I actually filled. Have you ever got the FBI application? I actually filled it out in high school.
Why the hell would I have an FBI application?
I got it in high school. It's a pretty thick application. And they know, when I say they know everything about you.
For employment?
Yes, they know everything about you, like all the way down to your smallest scar, to your mother's name, your mother's maiden. They know everything about you on the application. And then you have to go take this. It's crazy. You have to go take a test and everything. So,
why did you have an FBI application in high school?
I don't know. I think one of my friends in high school, his name was Steven. He is either his dad or his uncle was an FBI agent. And I was intrigued by it. And I always like those type of movies now, though. So
they ain't seen you no application. They was building a case.
They probably was. Me and the family. But that and, I got a minor in early childhood education. So I would definitely do something with the school like Jessica. Or I'll be a coach or something. I mean, I coach now, so. Mm-hmm. I kind of live that dream out, so I don't know.
I can see. See you dressed up in a suit as an FBI agent.
Y'all have been the coolest FBI agent on the planet, baby, on the planet.
You blend right in with everybody else. They wouldn't know you was an FBI agent.
But the thing about it is, I really couldn't do it because I probably wouldn't be arresting all my friends. And family. So that's why that's why I didn't really pursue that. I was like, yeah, I probably would be.
I never thought about being in law enforcement.
Real?
Yeah.
I mean, but FBI and CIA is a different type of law enforcement. It's not like your everyday cop. And I always wanted to be, so I always wanted to do something like detective because I used to read Hardy Boy books growing up. You ever read Hardy Boy books?
I used to love the Hardy Boy.
So I used to read Hardy Boys and what's her name? Nancy Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to read that growing up. That was my favorite book series growing up. So
you couldn't tell me I want one of the Hardy Boys.
But listen,
I used to be outside in the trees looking for clues.
Right. So I always had that in me. So, but I never pursued it. But that's probably what I would
look at you now.
Yeah.
50 years later.
All right, man. How do they answer today's Madhouse question of the day?
You do it on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, at NLLMMH, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, if you're a graphic designer out there, I got some good news for you. Machine Gun Kelly hopped on Twitter to ask fans to redesign his logo and in return, get paid. He wants the logo to define his new chapter. Now, no word on how much money the winning submission will get, but if you think that you have the skills, all you got to do is send your entry to his email. It's logo@mgklaceup.com. All right? Good luck if you submit. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Let's get into this music from Lizzo. It's Truth Hurts here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Then I saw the body game.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Lizzo, the baby right there, Truth Hurts, the remix. 68 degrees right now. Your high today is going to be right in the 93 with no rain, real chance of rain forecast. So, should be a great day weather-wise. And we're in here filming this video because Burpee is trying to put the video up for the Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Burpee?
If you were not doing what you're doing right now, then what would you be doing?
And you know what? It's crazy. I just read a survey that said 73% of the people that go to their jobs are not happy with the job that they're doing. So,
I can see that.
So, you know, this is why, you know, we're asking this question. Because if you wasn't doing what you was doing, if you could do anything in the world, Craig, what would you be doing? What would you be doing? And a lot of people don't get a chance to live out their dreams. And, you know, we're here in the Madhouse. We're in a fortunate situation. But we actually get to live out our dreams.
We do.
You know, even if it's things outside of radio, 9 times out of 10, we still get to do those things as well. Because the field that we in affords us the right to do other things. And let us do other things like, you know, be on television. Or, you know, work with kids. And you said you wanted to be a football coach. I can't see it, but hey, that's your dream. That's your big dream.
Now, listen. I was nice in high school.
I don't believe it.
I was nice. Had I not been ignorant to the process of playing football at the next level, I would have.
I haven't seen any facts to back this up. But
You a lie.
What?
You a lie.
You ain't brought me one trophy.
I sold you my all-conference tab.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
When?
I sent you the picture. Bring it. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, Jessica. You should care that you in the teaching field.
Nobody cares about this.
You should care.
I just hear him talk about it all the time, Jess, and I'm just waiting to see the facts. I just haven't seen the
nice
facts.
Nice out here in these streets.
Oh, my
all
God.
Conference.
Okay.
Mecca 8, 2001. What's up?
Okay.
All right. Let's move on with the show here, people.
Oh, sorry, Jessica. You're right. I got a little off task.
So you would be a football coach?
Yes.
That is your ultimate goal and dream?
Not anymore.
But that's what you would be doing. And yeah. Jessica, you would be a teacher? What would you teach?
I would be working back with youth.
But not necessarily a teacher?
No, not necessarily a teacher. Yeah, but working back with youth.
What would you be doing with you? Youth.
Stuff.
I can see Jessica as a professional spanker.
Now you know that ain't happening. You know that ain't happening.
Whooping random kids.
No, but youth development.
No, okay.
Youth development.
You did that before.
That's right,
right?
You used to be ISS, right?
I did do ISS.
But you did the team thing at the YMCA, right? The
team development program. I was a team director at the YMCA.
Were you mean, like as the ISS teacher?
Man,
no,
was
I was
cool.
not. I was not mean. It was just like a no nonsense. Like, don't come in here messing up. Just come in here, get down with the system, and it'll be very, very easy.
I can see somebody getting on Jessica's nerves real quick.
I did have to get one little girl right though.
Hey,
how's it saying, Murphy?
Hey,
but I had a class.
Damn.
I had a classroom, and there were about 6 seats in there. And it also had a bathroom in there, so kids never really had to leave for any. So they really didn't want to be in there.
It's torture.
Because the only reason why we left was to go to the cafeteria, to go get lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
torture. Torture.
So, and I used to make them copy out of the dictionary.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You had to do a certain amount of words. And every time you would
had
come
to write
back,
it?
Yeah, you would have to do a certain amount of pages. And every time you would come back, I would increase that number by 5 so that you wouldn't want to come back.
Oh,
so if you were in there multiple times, you had to do more work
than
the rest of people. So it was like a method so that you wouldn't want to come back.
Now, me and you had our regular aspirations.
I wanted to be an FBI agent. That would be an FBI agent.
Never in my life did I ever want to do that.
Ever.
Agent L.
You want to be in the Men in Black, Larry. That's not FBI.
You know what? I probably would have wore black suits all the time. Black, one of my favorite colors. Agent L. Is Jeremy Alsop here? I need to see him right now. Bring all your details. I need to see him right now.
You would have never
Coach
needed.
Alsop to my office right now. Hey, Madhouse question of the day. Y'all go to our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry. What's yours, Ms. Jessica?
At Hey Miss Jessica.
Burp.
And at I Am Burpee.
Or our show page at NLMMH. Answer the question. And make sure y'all, you can always slide in our DMs to answer the question. Or just leave it on our voicemail. We'll play your responses back at 920-704-227-8780. If you wasn't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing? Coming up, Burpee has got your Madhouse throwback this morning. It's Pod 88.
Show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
Queen City, come out and play.
It's the one you don't want. All right, Trinity Top of Tuesday being brought to you by the 935 Reunion Party going down this Saturday all the way at World Nightclub. You already know 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard. Adolph R. Shiver bringing it to you along with Power 98. I'm in the building along with Mr. Incognito. More details available at power98fm.com. This Saturday it is going down at World Nightclub, the 935 Reunion Party. All right. Trending this morning, first up and first off the bat, another day, another lawsuit for your boy Antonio Brown. You heard about the first lady, who his trainer, who has accused Antonio Brown of sexual assault. Well, on yesterday, Antonio Brown received another lawsuit. Well, it's not a lawsuit, but another lady has come forward, said in 2017 she was painting a mural in Antonio Brown's house when he stood behind her with a towel, with nothing but a towel on over his genitals, and he approached her in an inappropriate manner. She has come forward, but that's not it. Earlier this morning, a doctor has come forward and said that Antonio Brown was in his office and kept farting in his office. So he owes him for that. And he owes him $11,500 for unpaid fees.
He's farting?
He said he just threw the farting in there. But he's saying Antonio Brown really owes him for unpaid fees. And he's got a video of Antonio Brown in his office just farting and laughing. But so he wanted to throw that in the lawsuit too. Hey man, I don't know why. I can't. I don't know about these people, man.
This is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt.
It's just like ever since he signed with the Patriots, it's like everybody who hates the Patriots is coming out and trying to file a lawsuit against Antonio Brown. Also trending this morning, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A said they're moving to become one of the healthiest fast food restaurant chains in America. They actually, their chicken is now completely antibiotic free, meaning that their chicken that they use in their restaurant at no time was shot with antibiotics. Now, this is important because, you know, when you eat food that's constantly that was shot with antibiotics, they said it goes against your body. And when you go to the doctor and get antibiotics, they no longer work. So they're saying that Chick-fil-A is 100% antibiotic free. They have a 100% antibiotic free chicken. And guess who else is on top of the list? Panera Bread and Chipotle is also on top of the list.
What Taco Bell at?
They probably down in the bottom. They wasn't on the list.
They was one of the top five a couple years ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, the top three. Chipotle, Panera Bread, and Chick-fil-A. And last but not least, trending this morning is my big homie, Life Jennings. Life Jennings just dropped the brand new album. Album wasn't getting too much steam, but this song, he has a song called Slave. And this song is getting a lot of flack and is actually pushing the album sales. It's a song about, you know, he relates sex to being a slave. Amanda Seals posted on her Instagram story, went in on it, and then Charlamagne reposted it and had a comment about it. Well, Life Jennings has responded to both of these people, and here is what Life had to say.
So I'm just hearing all this nonsense that Charlamagne the God and that one chick a man. It's okay, so you know what I'm talking about, bro. You shouldn't even say nothing.
Woo! So Life responds back and basically says, hey, I apologize for the people I offended, but Charlamagne, you shouldn't say nothing with your cases. You know what I'm talking about. Alluding to the fact that Charlamagne was accused of sexual assault on a 15-year-old. But what do y'all think? Have y'all heard the song? Have y'all heard the song?
No.
I mean, the song is trash.
You heard it, Jessica?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's too much. I mean, folks have their thing that they like in the bedroom and, you know, whatever, whatever. But, I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of it. I can understand how some people could be offended by it.
Mm-hmm. In the song, he sings,
"Let me treat offensive. You like a master." It's just not my cup of tea.
Right. I got you.
Wait, he said what in the song?
In the song, he sings, let me treat you like a sex slave.
Yeah,
let me treat you
like
I'm your master.
I'm your master. Yeah. I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat it up and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
Let me go back. Are you a Life fan, though? Have you been a fan
of
his music?
There are some songs from Life Jennings that I like.
Okay.
I think that Life Jennings needs to be thanking Charlamagne and Amanda Seals, because had they not said anything, nobody would have been checking for that song.
Yeah.
Nobody
I don't think they would have been checking for him at all.
Yeah, nobody would have been looking for that song.
To be honest, he's past his time. But in the same breath, me playing devil's advocate, there are people who have that dominatrix setup in their homes.
I don't think the song is really related to dominatrix, though, Burp.
I have not heard the song. I'm strictly going off the lyrics you just said.
It's really not dominatrix type.
It could be taken from a dominatrix type mentality, because it does talk about slave owners and whips and beating. You know, it does talk from that aspect. So, you know, a dominatrix could get into that type of thing, but there are people who saw it from a different side.
All right, man. Life Jennings, that's it. That's all I got that's trending this morning. Coming up, we got a chance for you to win tickets, and of course, you know, right around the corner, we gonna let you shine. It's Pot 88.
No limit.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 93-68 if you're leaving out the house, and you know what time it is. It is time to let you shine. We want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine? All right. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I want to shout out my two boys, Savion and Kaden. I'm about to drop them off at Ashley Park. And I wanted to shout out the fact that they've been doing really good since school started.
Shine on me. 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 Shout out to the Eagles over there at Ashley Park.
You on with the plug. Who you want to let that light shine on this morning? I say hello.
Yes, I want to let God shine this morning, because he woke us up. Oh. And he just keep on blessing us in spite of.
Oh!
Shine on me.
In spite of.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let my daughter shine. Today she turned 4. Her name is Taylan Dior Corbin. I just want to say, Daddy, love you.
That was a perfect shine.
It was. It was.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. And message.
And
name,
quick.
Reason.
Let's see how this one go. Power 98
WPEG. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up? Who you letting shine this morning?
I want to let shine my niece, Madison, because she called into the radio station last night, and she did a great job articulating what she wanted the DJ to play for her.
And what was that? What did she want the DJ to play?
Well, she was trying to request a song, but it was during the countdown, so he actually let her do a whole shout-out on the radio. She was so nervous and so excited, but she sounded great on the radio.
Aw, let that little baby shine.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
And I want to send a big shine out to Monique King. Monique King, you're celebrating your birthday today. It's your 17th birthday today. And yo daddy! Shout out to yo daddy! He wanted to let you shine. He said you're in an accelerated learner program at UNCC and you're working your part-time job. He's proud of you. He wanted to say happy birthday, and he enjoys his daughter. He enjoys, you know, being your daddy. So, and her daddy is Bentley Coop, the one who make the shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's who her daddy is. So shout out to your daddy! Hey, let you and your daddy shine. Anyone, y'all got any shines inside the Madhouse? If not, I got another
one. I don't have none this morning.
I got another one. Shout out to my sister. Today is her birthday.
Sheree!
She's celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Sheree!
Happy birthday, girl!
She turned 54 or something today.
Oh, Lord.
Happy 54th birthday.
Turn up one time for the one time!
You're playing, right?
Her knee's bad. She can't turn up.
You're playing day, about 54, right?
It's not, girl. Something. She got Megan.
No, Sheree isn't 54.
Huh?
You're playing.
Is it my sister?
I'm asking you. I'm legitimately asking you.
I feel like Larry playing.
Okay.
She does not look 54 at all.
Yeah, it's no way Sheree is 54. No.
Why you said that?
Because she looks nothing like she's 54.
We black don't crack in our family unless it's on
crack.
But
you look 54. She is not.
You look 54. She, on the other hand.
Guess what else look 54, baby?
What?
Your stomach. Man, you got somebody you need to let shine. All you got to do is hit us inside the Madhouse. 704-570-WPEG. Coming up, Ms. Jessica's got your Nosy Neighbor News quickie. And the Nosy Neighbor News is on the way with your chance to win tickets for Disney on Ice.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no...
y'all know. Man, these folks got to hit his... No cap.
718 here in the Queen City. Your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Got an update on Kevin Hart. He's being sued. Find out for how much and by who. Got details about the hit show The Chi, who is joining the cast. And Cardi B has some big plans for 2020. Got details about that. Someone went off and got married on us. Who went off and got married?
The one-eyed bandit, Fetty Wap. He wouldn't get married.
Who you think?
Caitlyn Jenner got married to a woman.
Caitlyn Jenner got married to a woman. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. That's all coming your way after this. Wale Jeremiah is called on Chill. Wale is also in the Nosy Neighbor News, so keep it locked. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, September 17th, being brought to you by the Power 98 Birthday Club. Are you a member of the Power 98 email club? If not, go to power98fm.com and sign up now. On your birthday, we want to celebrate and send you some great offers from our amazing friends, like the Fun Day Party Rentals. Happy birthday in advance from Charlotte's Plug at power98fm.com. Kevin Hart is being sued by his sex tape partner. According to the woman, Hart conspired with his friend JT Jackson to record the hookup and did it because of his want for publicity. She also claims that Kevin allowed JT into the hotel room to set up the recording devices. Now, Jackson was arrested on 2 charges of extortion. Hart has denied that he knew anything about this whole situation. Remember when the story first broke, the woman said that Kevin was a victim just like her and that she was not going to sue him. Now she is seeking $60 million. It looks like Fetty Wap is a married man. Word is Fetty Wap's wife is from Canada and goes by the name of Rose Dealer on Instagram. In one post, she revealed that the two got married on August 3rd in Toronto, and one person served as a witness during the ceremony. Fetty also confirmed the marriage on Instagram. Congratulations to the two. If you are a fan of The Chi, you're going to see some new faces this season. Lala Anthony, Luke James, and Lil'Rel have all landed reoccurring roles on the hit series. The show is in production for his 3rd season. If you want to find out exactly what characters they're going to be playing, I have that information for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Looks like there are 3 more months in 2019, and Cardi B is already getting her plans for 2020 together. While on Instagram Live, the rapper told fans that she wants a new album, another tour, and another child in 2020. Cardi says, I'm really planning on doing all of that in less than a year. Wale fans are happy to hear that he is about to drop a new album. It's called Wow, That's Crazy. He released a trailer about the release of the album that showed the rapper's split personalities as he sat in a therapy session trying to deal with the drama of his record label. Wow, That's Crazy is going to drop on October 11th. Happy birthday to actress Daniel Brooks and Jennifer Williams. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Yeah, I'm No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Cardi B. She said Cardi B wanted three things. What three things does Cardi B want within the next year? 570-WPEG, first caller through, correct answer. You going to Disney on Ice, man. Charlotte's plug, pout out it.
Oh! Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out. That's making you a winner.
Power 98.
All right, pout out 8, WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we got the money word. Also, don't forget to log on to our Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee.
To answer our Madhouse question of the morning, what is it today, Burp?
Madhouse question of the day is using the hashtag MHQOTD. We want to know if you weren't doing what you're doing now, if you weren't in the profession that you're in now, what would you be doing?
And you said you would be doing?
I would be a football coach.
Yes.
I would be working with youth.
And I would be an FBI agent. So you can leave it. You can slide in our DMs and leave us your answer. Or you could definitely call us at 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Leave your response on our voicemail. And, of course, we're going to play those responses back at 9:20 in the morning. All right, you know what time it is. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. You know you can join us each and every Friday night as we take over high school football games. This Friday, we at West Charlotte High School as they take on Philip O'Berry under the lights. And it's all being brought to you by Steakums. Well, I hope they bring some of them to the game. Come on out, see me and the Power 98 squad as it goes down at 7 o'clock on the campus of West Charlotte. Dub C!
You know!
All right, today Larry is mad at Eric V. That's right, Eric V. Eric V from California. They had the big L.A. County Fair, and you know it was going down. Eric V and his family wanted to go where his family wanted Eric V to go with him, with them. Eric said he didn't really want to go with his family to the fair. Can y'all guess what Eric did?
What?
Eric called the police and told them that it was going to be a mass shooting at the county fair so that they would shut down the fair so his family would see it on the news and they wouldn't want to go. All because he didn't want to go to the fair with his mama and daddy.
It's not exactly how it works.
I don't think. It don't go that way.
He didn't call in a bomb threat. He didn't call in none of that. Eric called in. He said, hey, I think it's going to be a mass shooting. I just want to let y'all know. And of course, police investigated. There was no such a thing. They didn't even arrest Eric V. He should have been arrested. I'm mad about that because they should have arrested him for number one for falsifying a report to police, for causing mass hysteria, and just number three just for being damn stupid. And he's 22 years old. I thought when I first read the story, I thought it was a kid, like a teenager. He's 22 years old. He didn't want to go to the fair with his mom and daddy, and instead of just saying...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And hey, I don't want to go with y'all. He done called in a whole mass shooting threat to the fair. Then shut it down so he doesn't have to go with them. Come on, man. Come on, Eric. Come on, big dog. And why are you going to play with a mass shooting? We don't need to play about that, big dog. hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Money word on the way is 598.
No Limit Larry.
All right, it's time for my thoughts of the day, which are being brought to you by Hardee's, making breakfast simple with their new 2-3-More menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. All right, which coworker are you? That's what I be thinking about. Which coworker are you? I work around amazing people every day. Some of y'all, you think you know the people that work here in the studio? You don't. So I'm going to tell you about the people that work here in the studio. Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Probably the most relatable that's like my sister. My big sister in the game. Jessica, I love her to death. She is the most fake woke person I have ever met in my life. Jessica, you can't say nothing. Don't you bring no mess around Miss Jessica, the girl next door. She don't play with it. She don't tolerate it. When it comes to me, Larry, Butter, anybody that's here, Miss Jessica don't play when it comes. Especially that story when somebody brought watermelon or something to the job. Jessica didn't like that. She was mad at everybody in here because somebody brought watermelon over in Cincinnati, Ohio somewhere.
No,
we ain't had nothing to do with it.
Y'all were okay with it.
We had nothing to do with it. I tell Jessica all the time, I ain't woke. I'm still in the bed, but I'm up. I ain't woke like she is. You got Butterfingers, the Broad Street Bully. That's what I call Butterfingers. A.K.A. Dr. Dre. Get serious. Get serious. That's Butter's favorite line. Stop laughing. Stop. All in the microphone. That's DJ Butterfingers. If you ever come up here, DJ Shock, A.K.A. Marcus Clark. That's Shock right there. There's nothing to explain. There are no words. Shock is off the cuff. I don't know. You never know what you're going to get out of DJ Shock.
That's true. That is true.
No Leezy, a.k.a. No Limit, a.k.a. Larry Mims. Larry Mims, he know what he's doing when it comes to radio. I give him that. He know what he's doing. But Larry Mims is the most talkingest, loudest, argumentative. One thing about his degree, communications is key. Communication is key when it comes to No Limit Larry. If you don't communicate right with Larry, he gonna let you know. He gonna let the people beside you know. He gonna let the other people in the other studio down the hall know. You got to communicate with No Limit Larry. You can't stop. Ain't no stopping with Larry. Don't engage. Don't fall for the No Limit Larry. He will get you in the twilight zone. He will get you. Larry will argue about anything, even if he is wrong.
This is true.
What coworker are you?
Are you done?
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yeah.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought? What you thought?
From the True Lion Federal Credit Union.
Got to hit his. No cap. No cap.
All right, I've got some good news for you. If you're a Faith Evans and Little Kim fan, then you'll be happy to hear that they are hitting the road together for a First Ladies tour. Now, although no dates for the tour have been announced yet, fans do seem pretty excited to see these icons together on stage. Faith actually made this announcement. So head on over to my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica and let me know, are you excited about a tour with Faith Evans and Little Kim? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Black Smart.
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Kiara.
Hey, Kiara.
Hey, Kiara.
Hey, Kiara.
All right, we're going to play
Black. I'm a little horse, y'all.
Oh, it's all right. We're going to play Black Smart.
Burpee, don't start.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
What?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. The Hot Boys was a 90s group starring four members. Two of the members was Juvenile and Lil Wayne. Name the other two members. Deb, I mean, I don't think is in the group.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not one of the members. Yeah. I can't think right now. I'm right.
No. What you got for me, Justin?
I need you to tell me on this show, The Cosby Show, what was Raven Simone's character's name?
Olivia.
There it is. Olivia.
Her name was Olivia.
All right. Third and final question is going to belong to Burpee. If you get it correct, you will win. You're going to see Future and Little Baby October the 4th. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card. Run me that. What you got for Burp?
This show was founded on MTV in the year 2005 and has launched the career such as Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Afion Crockett, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller. What show am I talking about?
Wildin' Out.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Wildin'.
You win.
That is correct. And because you got it right, we're going to send you to the Breakaway Festival. It's going down October 3rd.
She has such good energy. I love
it. I love you, sir.
At the Avid Exchange Music Factory, it's going down. Future going to be there. Lil Baby going to be there. More people are going to be there, including you. Tell us what station hooked you up with these tickets, baby.
97.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.